There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered, and the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, that escalated quickly. Welcome to the program, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I tuned in. I didn't expect too much last night. I thought, all right, I got a bad Bears team on the road against the Patriots. Probably not going to have a lot of scoring here. And then all of a sudden, we had some drama. Coming into last night, there was a lot of drama around who was going to be starting for the Patriots. And you know, they invested in Mac Jones, first-round draft pick. He was a Pro Bowl alternate last year. They made the playoffs. But then he gets injured. Bailey Zappe comes in. Patriots win two in a row. Granted, against the Browns and the Lions. But they did win, and he played pretty well. So then you have Mac Jones struggling a little bit. Gets benched. The crowd, the home crowd, loved it. Big ovation there. And Zappe comes in, led him to a couple of scores, and then that was pretty much it. And I don't know if it's officially a quarterback controversy. Bill Belichick would never say that or acknowledge that. But he's going to be talking to the media this morning, and he's going to have to answer the following question. Who's your quarterback against the Jets? Because normally he's going to go, we're on to the Jets. Yeah, we're on to the Jets too, Coach. Who gets first-team reps in practice, Coach? But the remainder of the season sets up to be pretty interesting here when you start to factor this in. Here is the Patriots head coach if he has a platoon system as they move forward.
Do you see a situation where you might go one quarterback one week and one the next and have kind of a platoon situation? Or are you going to start one quarterback each week?
Yeah. No, I don't see that.
Okay. He was also asked about playing two quarterbacks.
At what point in the week did these guys know at the beginning of the week that this was the plan all week long, or like how did it work out with reps at practice?
We went through the week.
So they were aware of the situation that they were going to split reps?
We went through the week of practice. Mac was inactive last week.
Okay, it sounds like it was a plan. Then Both quarterbacks were aware of what was going on. Here's Mac Jones, the Patriots quarterback, on if he knew the plan.
Coach Belichick, you know, had a really good plan for us, and obviously that's kind of internal stuff, but I understood the plan and what was going to happen, and you know, obviously wish we got off to a better start and I played a little bit better, but I'll have a chance to, you know, practice and get back into my routine.
Okay, you get pulled before halftime. Even the Mannings on the Manning cast were like, that's pretty early here. And this is Mac Jones coming back. I didn't know if Bailey Zappe was going to start. I thought, okay, maybe he's earned the right. Plus, you got Mac Jones coming back from a tender ankle. Here is Bailey Zappe if he knew there was going to be a platoon system.
Did you know that both quarterbacks were going to play tonight?
You know, I prepare like I was, like I have every other week. And if that decision was made for me to go in, then I was going to go out there and, you know, do the best for my team.
That's a veteran. That's the Patriot way right there. Hey, we ask you a question. Oh, you didn't really answer it. You just told us that you were just getting prepared, whatever happened. That doesn't sound like, I knew that there was a really good chance that I was going to be playing. Or you could have said, that's why I was preparing to play all week long, because I thought there's a chance that Coach would be using two quarterbacks there. Yes, Marv.
I feel like everyone that plays for the Patriots, they look like Kyler Murray when he was looking at his dad when he was on the show. Like, hey, can you tell us about the two quarterback plan? No.
We'll talk to Tom Curran, who covers the Patriots. He'll join us coming up a little bit. Ross Tucker, our good buddy from CBS, will stop by as well. So we have that story. You know, lost in all of this is the Bears actually played pretty well. The Bears scored 23 unanswered points to beat the Patriots. And you start to look at these games, and this is why I don't gamble. If I would have said to you, you know, the Patriots are going to lose big at home, and the Bears are going to score points, and they're going to go over. The over-under is going to be over, and the Bears winning. You run for 243 yards. And Justin Fields, I don't know if it's fair to try to assess how good he is. And it's difficult to do this when you have these quarterbacks taken in the top 10. They go to bad teams. And I still don't know how good Trevor Lawrence is. Davis Mills might be the best quarterback right now out of this draft. If you look at the numbers, I don't know about Zach Wilson. I've watched. There are times when I go, he's got a couple of guys who can bail him out. But for the most part, Justin Fields, I don't know if he sees himself as a Lamar Jackson type, and he might, because it feels like he's a more dangerous runner than he is a passer right now. But in fairness to him, they do have a running attack. They don't have a lot of weapons there as far as passing. But if you're in New England and you're at home and you don't beat the Bears, I don't care who's – Steve Grogan might be 75 years of age, and he could probably have guided the team to a victory there.
I like that reference.
Thank you, Tom.
Nicely done.
Yes, thank you. In case you're wondering, Bill Belichick, winning percentage with Tom Brady is 7-7-4. Winning percentage without anyone else at starting quarterback, 4-7-1.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Big news tomorrow. You'll get the news first if you sign up for the newsletter. I promise. I'm not. A hype guy. No hyperbole with this. Big news tomorrow, and we'll announce it on the newsletter that comes out at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Go to danpatrick.com, put your email address in there, slides out bottom right corner. You're good to go. You'll get it every single day. M-Drive, supplements for driven guys, supporting healthy testosterone, the drive to get things done. M-Drive, try it for $5, a two-week trial. Text Dan to 55,000, 55,000. Feel good, accomplish more. Message and data rates may apply. All right, Seton, got a poll question. By the way, we say good morning. Our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, those watching on Peacock, that's our streaming partner, and those chatting on Chat Row, operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. All right, Seton O'Connor.
All right, this one's a little narrow, but relevant.
And so are we.
How many starting quarterbacks do the Patriots currently have?
Zero.
One, two, or zero?
It feels like zero right now. I don't know how healthy Mac Jones is, and I don't know what that would be like if you're in your home ballpark and the crowd is going crazy for your replacement. So I don't know how that has to crush you. And then they have this shot of Bailey Zappi singing along with the Fountains of Wayne, Stacy's mom has got it going on.
That's a good sign, I think.
Yeah, it's playing on the loudspeaker there, and he's just kind of on the sidelines, singing along with it.
The catchy song.
It is. It is. Yes, Don?
I'll take that over my quarterback looking like a deer in the headlights, seeing ghosts or something, and like, oh my God, I hope they don't play me.
Okay. Right. So do the Patriots have one, two, or zero quarterbacks?
You're on the record as zero.
Until Belichick says, this is my starting quarterback, then I don't know if you have a starting quarterback. Feels like both can be starting quarterbacks.
You think they're both good enough to be starting quarterbacks?
Yes, yes. I said this 2 weeks ago, that I wouldn't be surprised if Bailey Zappi would beat out Mac Jones for this. And that doesn't mean he's a starting quarterback. He might be the best of the quarterbacks that they have right there. Speaking of quarterbacks, the Colts, they've done it again. Brought in somebody maybe a year or two late, and now all of a sudden there's another quarterbacking change. Matt Ryan, he's got a sore shoulder. I like how they say, hey, this has nothing to do with Matt. Well, yes, it does, because you benched him. Here is Frank Reich, the Colts head coach, with the decision to bench Matt Ryan.
We are going to make a significant change to the starting lineup. We are going to elevate Sam to be the starting quarterback. Extremely difficult decision, obviously, given the respect and admiration that we have for Matt Ryan and, you know, what he's done and what he's brought here. You know, he is a pro's pro. This guy is special, special, special. And, you know, we know right at the quarterback position that it's not our poor production on offense is not on one person. It's not on Matt Ryan. But we also know, as Matt and I talked it through, hey, as head coach and quarterback, as head coach, ultimately it doesn't matter. I'm judged on wins and losses.
Why not downplay this a little bit? Sam Ehlinger is going to be the starting quarterback the rest of the season. Not, we're going to see how, we're going to monitor Matt. He's got to get healthier. Sam's going to be in there. Is Sam your future? And if Sam's your future, then just say it. Because Sam was already there. You brought in Matt Ryan. You were expected, the over-under, I think, for the Colts was at least 10 wins this year. Might be 11. Now it's down to 7. You were a dark horse Super Bowl team. Running attack, and granted, Jonathan Taylor's been injured, but you have receivers, you got offensive line, you have some playmakers on defense. This has been a massive disappointment here. But you're only one game out of first. And I don't think Sam has thrown a pass in the NFL. I remember watching him at Texas, and he can be all over the map. He's exciting, but you're putting him in there. If you say he's your future, then okay, I understand that. It was a disservice to Matt Ryan. Hey, it's not on him. He's a classy, classy guy, but we're going to bench him for the rest of the year. The rest of the year? What if Sam is not any good? It goes back to the curse of Andrew Luck, right?
Is that him at home right now?
Do you think that when the kids go over to trick or treat at Andrew Luck's house, you know, instead of like you press the doorbell and it goes, it would be just a
big bars.
Yeah. Kids would be running. Oh, Mom, did you hear that?
Full size Snickers. Oh.
Yes, Todd.
And are you egging the Andrew Luck?
Okay.
Are you throwing TP all over the trees there? Okay. Let him know how you feel.
Look at what's happened since he left. Yeah. You brought in a couple of quarterbacks. You know, Philip Rivers was washed. Carson Wentz maybe washed more mentally than physically, but we've seen he's not the answer in Washington. Jacoby Brissett, come on down, play a little while we try to figure out what we're going to do. Matt Ryan's available. And now you're with Sam Ehlinger. Yes, Todd.
Isn't Matt the guy that was just on the show exactly 1 week ago and everything was fine and we won and yay, let's go. Here we go now.
They were back. It's like, all right, we figured it out. We're going into that game against the Titans. This is a big showdown here. And then all of a sudden it's like, Matt Ryan, maybe the career's over. Yeah, Paulie.
4 years ago, the Colts were 10-6. They made the playoffs. They were heading to the 2019 season as one of the favorites in the AFC to advance deep into playoffs. Their offense, the last year under Andrew Luck, was fifth-ranked offense in the NFL. And since then, you know what's happened.
Oh, boy. All right. What else do we have poll question-wise there, Seton?
Well, I'm formulating a here's one. All right. Who would you buy stock in right now? This is off of last night's game. Mac Jones, Bailey Zappe, Justin Fields.
I'd buy stock in Justin Fields.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Fields like. He has more of an upside.
More upside.
You know, the Patriots drafted Mac Jones. And let's go back to when the draft was happening, leading up to the draft. Oh, could the Niners take Mac Jones? He's the most NFL ready. All right, maybe he was, maybe he is. He did have a very good rookie season, made the Pro Bowl, and then you started to hear a little bit of this, you know, Mac Jones is feeling his oats here, asking why this, why that. Now, I could see that two different ways, like you're questioning Belichick, or, hey, I want to understand this better than I'm asking these questions. Then all of a sudden you start to hear, all right, maybe there's some in-house sentiment for Bailey Zappe. And here we are. Justin Fields, though, I'd like to see if they get better offensively. They do have a good running game, but I'd like to see if he's an NFL passer. And by that, I mean, can you complete 65% of your passes? That's usually what you find now. Used to be if you completed over 50% or 60%. You're like, wow, all right, you're an accurate passer. Steve Young ruined all that. Didn't Steve Young he completed 70% of his passes? And he was a good runner there.
Not fair.
But I like Justin Fields. I just want him to get rid of the football. Avoid some hits, get rid of the football. And I don't play the position, but I listen to the people who did play the position. And Eli and Peyton were both, get rid of the football. This happens when you're young, when you're inexperienced, and you think you can make a play. Some of the greatest quarterbacks in history, no, I can't make a play. Throw it in the dirt. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk to Ross Tucker. So we have what the Bears did to the Patriots. Mac Jones pulled for Bailey Zappe. The Colts are benching Matt Ryan. And you have two officials who asked for an autograph from Mike Evans. And they were working the game that Mike Evans was playing in. Big deal, little deal, no deal. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paulie.
Big deal, little deal, no deal? Sounds like a segment.
I don't, maybe it is.
Brought to you by M-Drive.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, M-Drive, right here. Testosterone support, taking energy that you need and giving it to you every single morning. And Todd, I like to give it to you every morning.
You really do.
With M-Drive.
You do.
Testosterone support for driven guys. It's backed with clinically tested ingredients. You know, this is science behind this. It's not just, hey, we got something and here it is. This has been thought of, researched, clinically tested, backed by science. M-Drive helps you stay motivated, energized. You can find top-selling M-Drive products at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. And also, and I did hear from you saying, can we try it? Is there a two-week trial? And you can. So we ask M-Drive, can we do a kind of a two-week sample? $5. Get started. Text Dan to 55000. Claim your exclusive offer. Don't waste another day. Get going. M-Drive. Text Dan to 55,000. Your first order of M-Drive, $5. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
We'll settle on a poll question. Your phone call's always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Colts announced that Sam Ehlinger will start at quarterback for the rest of the season. He's the seventh quarterback to start a game for the Colts since Frank Reich became the team's head coach in 2018. Only the Commanders, Panthers, Broncos, and Dolphins have had more quarterbacks over that span. All right, got our play of the day. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Always great to see the smiling face. Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the former NFL offensive lineman joining us on the program. Ross, it's good to see you. There was a play last night with Mac Jones when he was sliding, and he got to the ground, and then he lifted his leg up, his foot up, right into the groin area of one of the Chicago Bears' defensive backs, Brisker, hit him in the brisket. And I was wondering, did that feel intentional to you?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yes, I did see that. By the way, that should be an automatic penalty, right? I mean, there's no reason for the quarterback's foot to be that high. I understand maybe protecting yourself a little bit, but doesn't it be that high that it gets to the nether regions of a jumping defensive back like Jaquan Brisker? I don't know that he intentionally tried to hit him where nobody should ever hit anyone ever, but he definitely had the foot up on purpose, Dan. I mean, he definitely was foot up to, I think, protect himself and not have the guy come at him. I don't know if he was really trying to kick him in the nads or not.
Do you think Belichick had a plan to start or play both quarterbacks last night?
Well, I believe he told them that. And I believe, you know, because Schefter even reported it like right before kick.
Well, he kind of hedged it a little bit. He said, I could see it. Now, I don't know if that's code for I'm being told, but I can't say I'm being told this.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is, Dan, if Mac Jones was playing great, I don't think they're pulling him unless they have such a big lead that they can put Zappy in. So that sounds great to say we're going to play them both. But I don't think he really would have done that if Mac Jones came out and was lighting the world on fire. They had 2-3 and outs and a terrible interception by Mac Jones. That's why they made the swap. And remember, Belichick told Lisa Salters at halftime that they were both going to play in the second half, and then it was just Zappy the whole second half.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who starts against the Jets.
Probably Mac Jones.
Who would you start?
Well, that's a good question. I would still start Mac Jones. You know, if you start Zappy, boy, when do you go back to Mac Jones? Only if Zappy falters at that point? I mean, it's really interesting to me how quickly we forget what Mac Jones did last year. I mean, he was thought of as far and away as being the best of the rookie quarterbacks. He led the Patriots to the playoffs, double-digit wins after the disaster that was the 2020 season with Cam Newton. Yeah, it's unbelievable how fast we all forget that. Patriots fans, I mean, Patriots fans, Dan, right from the start, were chanting for Zappy. I will say this, though. Unlike any other coach I played for, Dan, Belichick likes this. You know, like, other places I was, they would want you to be comfortable. They wouldn't want the quarterbacks looking over their shoulder. Belichick doesn't look at it that way. Belichick likes when guys are on edge. Belichick likes when guys think that their jobs are in jeopardy. He wants that tension. He believes that that makes everybody work harder, prepare harder, cream of the crop, right? Whatever you want to call it, right? He thinks that that's healthy. He likes, I really believe, he likes that both these guys are on edge now about their job.
Okay, but at that position, I don't want my quarterback on edge or my quarterbacks on edge. I need you to be worried about the Jets. You know, if I want to play games with a defensive lineman or a defensive back, okay, I can do that to Malcolm Butler. I can't do that to my quarterback, especially young quarterbacks who probably are going in, you know, lacking the confidence that you want or that you need at that position. But Belichick's done this before. He did it with Bledsoe and Brady. He did it with Ty Law and Lawyer Malloy, Richard Seymour, Cam Newton. You know, he brought him last year, and then all of a sudden it's like, you're not our starter. Mac Jones is. I get it, but I think it's a little dangerous when you're trying to figure out who is your quarterback right now.
I totally agree with you. I saw where Peyton and Eli said that last night as well. It's tough to play quarterback that way. Plus, that position is also, no matter how old you are or no matter how much experience you have, it's still a leadership position, and it's tough to have guys at that position looking over their shoulder. I'd be curious to hear what he says. I know for a fact that he likes when the guys at other positions are on edge, feeling insecure. He believes that that's how you get the most out of him. I think it seems like he feels that way about quarterback, too, the way he's handling it.
Talking to Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst, the former NFL offensive lineman, host of Even Money, a betting podcast, and you can check him out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. There was footage of two officials asking Mike Evans for an autograph in the tunnel, and they were working the Buccaneers game. Big deal, little deal, no deal.
Ironically, Dan, I called the ULM Army game on Saturday, and some member of the media from ULM had three of my football cards and asked me to sign them. First time in since 2008. I've been doing this since 2008. First time anybody in a press box ever asked for my autograph. First time. Like that was you're not supposed to do that. I was happy to do it. I was happy that anybody had my cards, anybody wanted my autograph. I was thrilled. I showed everybody in the booth there. I was like, look, I got cards. And this guy out there, he wants me to sign them. I'll do it for him, you know. But no, in all sincerity, with
the
refs.
Way to make it about you, Ross. I'm trying to find out, does this happen very often? Is this a big deal, little deal, no deal, that two officials ask Mike Evans for an autograph?
Yeah, I think it's probably a medium deal. I'm not taking any of your three options. I'm going to go between little deal and big deal. It's not a little deal.
Well, one of the officials has been doing this for 21 years. He's been an NFL official for 21 years. I'd love to see his memorabilia room if he's been doing it for 21 years. Over here, I got Tom Brady. That's Eli Manning. Ben Roethlisberger over here. How often does this happen, do you think?
I've never heard of it before.
Okay.
I've never now maybe they just weren't asking me, but I've never heard of it before. I think it's a bad look, Dan, because a player is doing you a favor.
It's a horrible look, Ross.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And we have video. We have video. It's video is that's where things change. When somebody goes, do you have it on tape? Yeah, we do. Oh, okay. That changes everything.
I think they might get fired. I really do. I mean, I think there's a decent chance of that because you can't have any thought in your mind when a call is being made of have any affinity for any player because they did a favor for you. You just can't have that. There's too many judgment calls that can't be, I don't care if it's conscious or subconscious, Dan, that can't be in your brain somewhere when Mike Evans is downfield and it's questionable whether it's pass interference or not. I mean, what does Mike Evans say the next game that guy's the ref and he doesn't get a call? Hey, man, I gave you the autograph last week for your nephew and you didn't give me the call. Like, it's terrible.
And I
want to know how it went down, too. Like, at what point did he ask him for it? You know, like, at what point was like, hey, Mike, I got you on the next illegal contact penalty. Can I get an autograph after the game? I mean, it's bad. It's a medium deal. I'm not going to go big deal, but it's a medium deal.
Yeah, but if you think they could get fired, then it's a big deal. There's only one way out. We got it for a sick kid. That's it. That's the only way that you can go, all right, I guess.
I like, Dan, that you're already thinking ahead to plausible excuses to try to get out of it. I didn't know you had that in you, Dan.
I did this growing up. It's like I'm in trouble. How do I get out of trouble? What is my story? That's it. I'm going to stick with that.
You know what? The reason why I said it's not a big deal is because I don't think it affected the game, right? They lost 21-3. I don't think it affected – a big deal to me would be like if it affected the outcome of the game – or there were bad calls that were made. That's why I'm going medium deal with it right now.
All right. Trying to figure this out with the Buccaneers and the Packers. You got Buccaneers. They're going to be playing on Thursday night against the Ravens. I don't know what kind of calms this all down. I guess if the Buccaneers win Thursday, that certainly helps. I got the Packers playing your Buffalo Bills on Sunday. This could get worse before it gets better. If it does get better, which team has a better chance of making it better sooner?
I'll still say the Bucs because the Packers, first of all, Bakhtiari not playing on Sunday, Dan, huge red flag. I don't know if we'll ever see him again. Huge red flag. They said that there are days that he wakes up that his knee just doesn't feel right. If he talked to me, I would tell him to strongly consider never playing again because that's the only knee he has. Well, he's got two, but you know what I'm saying. And they moved around the whole offensive line, which isn't good. And the receivers, how much better are they going to get? At least in Tampa, I know what Godwin is. I know what Mike Evans is. The offensive line might get better as they get a little bit more time together. I think they're better defensively. But honestly, I think it's a bad look for both teams. I think they're both where they deserve to be. And I think the quarterbacks deserve blame. You know, it bothers me. Both of them bother me, Dan. I mean, number one, Aaron Rodgers is saying, we just need to simplify things a little bit. In October? Well, maybe if you were at OTAs in May and didn't miss out on the 15 practice options, the 10 OTAs in the minicamp, and were working with the rookies and the new receivers, maybe you would have figured that out months ago. Instead, Aaron Rodgers, they lose the game. He's like, maybe this was the best thing for us. I mean, he's like, I know. He's totally changed. He's like the dude from Dazed and Confused now in that movie. Meanwhile, for Brady, you know, Dan, this is sad for me with Brady because I played with him parts of 05 and 06, ton of respect for him. If he would have just stayed retired, it would have been like the perfect career.
Yeah.
And this year, with the off-the-field stuff, missing training camp for 10 days, you know, yelling at the way they're playing. I mean, look, he's still Tom Brady, but it's just taken a little bit of the shine off of what was almost like the perfect career. The good news for him and both of them, they have 10 games. I mean, there's a lot of football left. And by the way, especially for Brady, Dan, their division stinks. I mean, they're still going to win the NFC South. So all that really matters for Brady is that they're playing well enough in late December and January so that when they win the NFC South at like 9-8 or whatever it is, they can maybe go on a playoff run.
Brady ever yell at you?
No, I wasn't there enough for him to yell at me, to be honest with you. I didn't play enough. The only thing he ever said to me really was in the huddle when I was at center, like in the training camp or in OTAs. I think I told this before, Dan, never play with anybody. Oh, he did yell at me. He did yell at me. I told you about this. So on the field, the only thing he ever said to me was like, all right, Ross, me and you, great snap first. Great. This is like in May. The one time he yelled at me was when it was the Friday night that Talladega Nights came out during training camp. We had the next 2 days off because Belichick went to the Hall of Fame to see Harry Carson inducted. So before we went to Talladega Nights, we ate at this barbecue joint right near Gillette Stadium. And when I went to go pay my tab, he came over like the psychopath that he is. And I mean that as a compliment. It was like, Ross, I got it. I got it. I'm like, Tom, it's like $13. I'll pay for it. He's like, no, I got it. I'm paying. I was like, okay. So that was the one time Tom Brady yelled at me.
And you've never recovered from that where he was going to pick up your check.
You know what? You know what? I think I told this before, but real quick, when they signed me the year before, we all went out one night and the guys were asking me about Buffalo. And I was telling them how generous Bledsoe was. Bledsoe would always pay the tab. Bledsoe's Christmas gifts were amazing. Brady was like further down the table. But you ever like look at someone and you know they're not looking down, but you kind of think they're listening? In my head, and maybe I'm making this up, in my head, Brady remembered what I said about Bledsoe. And when we went out that one night, he was determined that Bledsoe was not going to have a one-up on him. And he was going to pay my $13 tab for the ribs or whatever I had at that barbecue joint. You'll never convince me otherwise. Might not be true, but that's my story. I'm sticking with it.
But you went out with the beer drinking Brady before.
Same night.
He started, you know, the health kick with, you know, kale and all the avocado ice cream, you went out with Brady when he was drinking beer.
All three of those things happened on the same night. It was Brady against three rookie O-linemen. He crushed them, crushed the cup, slammed it like a Gronk spike, like as intense as anybody I've ever seen. Then we're about to leave to go to the movie, and he pays my barbecue bill tab. Then we go to the movie theater. Dan, it was opening night of your boy Will Ferrell's Talladega Nights. I think the movie started at 9. We got there like at 9:20. They didn't start the movie. They waited for us because Matt Light had called ahead of them. We had 3 rows totally blocked off. But I think they might have kept selling the tickets because they didn't know the rows were blocked. So there are people like standing. People are like standing in the back of the movie theater. We come rolling in. That was after the Patriots had won like 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. We sit down. Brady and Castle are right in front of me. Right in front of me. And the people right in front of them, it's pitch dark. I think it's Brady, like getting that close. Like, I think it's Brady. And he didn't move. He just had his hat down like this, didn't move. And then the movie started and they like escorted him out. That was like my one of 2 nights I did anything, maybe 3 nights, anything social with Brady. And I got 3 awesome stories out of it.
Good to talk to you as always. Have a great weekend. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Always appreciate Ross Tucker. He's always got a story. Always.
He did yell at me.
Yeah. CBS Westwood One color analyst, host of Ross Tucker Football Podcast. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with our play of the day and your phone calls after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, and you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Back to throw. Mac Jones. Here comes a little pressure. Throws down the field. Pass is snared out of the air by Brisker. What an interception. Went up high. One-hander, I believe. Tommy had sucked it into his belly. And Jaquan Brisker, in every game this season, has made a big play on defense.
That was an unbelievable play by him. I'm not going to put all of that on Mac Jones. But it does show up in the interception category for him. That's your play of the day. That's the Bears Radio Network. Play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe. Stay on top. Also, get 40% off your order. Visit SimplySafeDan.com today. Customize the perfect system for your home. Takes just a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. No safe like Simply Safe. Seton, update the poll results. Get some phone calls here.
We went with who would you buy stock in right now? Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, Justin Fields. 64% of the audience have Justin Fields.
Okay.
Upside.
All right. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Danette.
Good morning.
Hope you had a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's on my mind today? I think this weekend might have been just the curse of the Robert Kraft wedding with Bill Belichick losing and Tom Brady losing. Mm. But my real question is, do you think more locker room stuff will come out with the Patriots due to the Patriots not having those veteran leaderships like Teddy Bruschi, Tom Brady, Drew Bledsoe, telling the younger guys not to talk about what's going on indoors? Because it looks like some things are already leaking out with this quarterback controversy.
I would doubt that. I think they know what they're supposed to do, and they've been doing it for such a long period of time. It's really rare when somebody talks kind of out of the locker room there. You know, it's kind of hammered into their consciousness. Hey, you guys, you got to make sure that you keep it all in-house. It's really rare. And Belichick doesn't give you anything when he does his press conferences. Chad in Chicago. Hey, Chad, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How are you guys staying today, Dan? That's
good, Chad.
So I have a great friend that's actually an official for the NFL. And all this clickbait that's been going on the last day and a half with the autograph.
Yep.
This official believes, actually, because obviously that was a veteran official that was on the video, was talking to Mike Evans about charity golf outing and not actually getting an autograph. Now, obviously the optics are bad, but does that change how the media would cover this incident if it was really about Mike Evans getting involved with a charity event versus just getting an autograph for a friend or a family member?
Well, you're still asking Mike Evans to do you a favor, and you're in uniform. And I, if you want to get something like that, couldn't you go through the team? Couldn't you say, hey, when the season ends, can you help with this charity event? Even then, it's not good. It's just not good. Your job is to be unbiased. You're an official. You can't be asking for something. Because whether you go, hey, I'm going to call the game the right way, it doesn't matter. It's what the public will read into this. Yeah, Paulie.
What if Mike Evans said, no, man, after a tough loss and ran to the locker room, which might be understandable after a tough loss. Now that ref is going to be like, oh, man, I asked him for help with the charity. Got to put the word out on Mike Evans.
Yes, Marv.
When they schedule referees for games, do they say, hey, this guy went to Texas and Sam Ellinger is the starting quarterback? Do they ever put that into consideration when scheduling, or do they expect them to be just completely unbiased no matter what?
Well, there's so many players that, I mean, it'd be really hard to schedule officials if you go, he went to Michigan State, you went to Michigan, you guys don't like each other, I can't have you do the game. I'm assuming that all of these officials go in there and they just do their job. They're professional. But for somebody who has been doing this, one of the officials for 21 years, and there's video of it, it looks bad. Whether anything was nefarious, it looks bad. And that's what, I don't know what the NFL does with this. Yeah, Marv.
Would that almost be like, say I see LeBron James and somebody sees me on camera running up to him like, hey, you know, they don't hear me. My son's a huge fan. Can I get an autograph? And they're like, oh, that's why you're not saying anything bad about LeBron on. Would that be the same type
of? Yeah, we're not. I'm not supposed to do it. You know, people said, well, you got autographed jerseys in here. I do. But I didn't take the jersey and walk up to somebody and go, will you sign it? A lot of these are charity items that I bid on. Tom Brady just sent me a jersey. And but it's not like I reached out and said, hey, Tom, can you send me a jersey? Sent me two of them. Yes, Steve.
It does say on it too, Dan, thanks for going easy on me on Deflategate. Love always, Tom. No. So to be fair, it does.
Fine print. Hey,
thanks for bearing that story, Tommy.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
All right, you got me. All right, you got me. Has Belichick spoken to the media?
He just did his regular hit with WEEI in Boston.
Okay.
Now he's doing his weekly 15 minutes with the group media.
All right. Belichick on the local radio station, WEEI. We're going to play both quarterbacks, and that's what we did. We made the change. That's what we were planning to do. We did that. The game got out of hand there in the third quarter. That's not real audio.
Oh.
Belichick also, he asked why players were unaware of the quarterback plan. He was asked that. I talked to the quarterbacks. I talked to the leaders of the team. There was no lack of communication. All right. That sums it up. But why not say that after the game? Just, hey, look, we were planning on playing both. Both quarterbacks knew that. I'm not going to be telling you. I don't want to tell the Bears that this is what we're doing. But, you know, in-house. Now, this goes back to who's calling the plays. Because I thought, is this really going to be a big issue? Defensive-minded coaches calling plays? Seems like it's a little bigger deal than I thought it was going to be. Yes, Seton?
Wonder if there's a huge difference preparing for Mac Jones versus Bailey Zappe.
Probably not. Probably not.
Don't want to give those secrets away.
More on the Patriots coming up. Hour two, Dan and the Danettes. One more item as we close out hour one. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. And if you've recently changed jobs or maybe considering retirement, probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal when it comes to investing for retirement. You can't afford to make mistakes, and you shouldn't have to do it alone. That's why I introduce you to Stifel. Stifel Financial Advisors for over 130 years have helped clients just like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implementing an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views that will enable you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Find a Stifel financial advisor. Stifel.com, S-T-I-F-E-L.com. Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.